The first scripture reading comes from Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 to 4 and 11 to 14, and can be found on page 58 of your pew Bibles. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord, for I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. And on all the gods of Egypt I shall execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I shall pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt."
Our second reading comes to us from the first letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 11, starting with the 23rd verse. "This is the oldest account that we have of the Last Supper. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. Do this, and as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" And then from the Gospel according to John, this is the traditional Gospel for Maundy Thursday, and it's very interesting because it does not include one of the Gospel accounts of the Last Supper. John is the only one that does not have an account of a last meal with the disciples. But for John, or the author of John, I should say, the washing of the disciples' feet takes the place of the last meal and shares John's theology or feeling that this says the same thing as the accounts of the Last Supper. So chapter 13, beginning with the first verse. "Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come to God, or come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe and tied a towel around himself. And then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, 'Lord, are you going to wash my feet?' Jesus answered, 'You do not know what I'm doing, but later you will understand.' And Peter said to him, 'You will never wash my feet.' Jesus answered, 'Unless I wash you, you have no share with me.' And Simon Peter said to him, 'Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.' Jesus said to him, 'One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. and you are clean, though not all of you. For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean. And after he washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, do you know what I have done for you, or done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Verily, truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now, when the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him, if God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I gave you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.